If Barbados had the buses and controlled the behavior of PSVs and minibuses, do you think we could do this? In New York, they're calling it congestion pricing. Drivers are going to be charged a toll to enter certain crowded neighborhoods.
Bruce Schaller, a transportation consultant who used to work for the city of New York, thinks that this system could really help cut down on traffic in the city.
Because as you charge people, some people will decide to take the subway or bus to come in instead of driving. Secondly, it raises very badly needed revenue for public transportation.
It's estimated that New York will need to spend tens of billions of dollars to fix the subway system.
And congestion pricing has proven itself to be a really fast, effective way to raise money, says Bruce. Places like Singapore and Stockholm do it. London rolled out congestion pricing, and they've seen speeds increase by 30%.
There are still plenty of details that need to get ironed out, not least of which is just how much is this toll going to cost? New York Governor Andrew Cuomo suggested a flat fee per car per day of about $11 or $12 and $25 for trucks. But there will be some exemptions. The state has already approved breaks for emergency vehicles, for people with disabilities, and other groups are asking for exemptions as well. Delivery truck drivers, livery cab drivers, motorcyclists, police officers.
And that could really affect how much money the congestion pricing plan brings in.
Yeah, because if cabs and delivery trucks and buses all get exemptions, then who's going to be paying the toll?
I think it's really a question of choosing between two things. One is having people pay for something like this. And secondly, seeing the subway system continue to go downhill, seeing the streets become even more congested. And I think that in terms of the future of the city, it's really clear that we need to solve some of these problems. And congestion pricing is one part of that.
And Bruce says a whole bunch of cities are watching what happens in New York to see if maybe they will also try out congestion pricing.
The traffic is just horrendous.
This is Carol Malin.
So I think people should have to pay for the privilege of driving.
People who drive are less than happy, like Beatrice Carre.
I commute into the city from Queens and I'm paying for tolls already. Yeah, it's enough. We're paying enough.
People who don't drive are all in. Sam Shaneberg says the subway needs the money.
Less driving, more public transportation. It's all a positive, really.
Okay, so me standing on 60th Street accosting people on the sidewalk is not a very scientific survey. But Quinnipiac University did a real poll, and they found most New York City voters are opposed to congestion pricing. 54% are against the plan. For now, anyway. Transportation experts say there's probably a big change in opinion on the way. Jonas Eliasson is a researcher and former transport administrator in Stockholm. Congestion pricing started there in 2006, despite deep opposition.
Public were very much against this.
Just 30% of city residents were in favor of the plan before it started. But after it was in place, a majority supported it.
It was absolutely astonishing.
Traffic experts had expected the plan to work.
We would reduce congestion. We didn't really doubt that. But this huge change in public opinion was something that we hadn't really prepared for.
It was a similar story in London in 2003, and the pattern has been observed in other cities too. People like congestion pricing when it's a vague idea. They're opposed when it's a real thing that's about to kick in, and they support it once it's a reality. One obvious explanation is that people didn't realize it would really work. Then they saw the benefits and believed in them.
It's actually better than you think. You can actually see that the congestion is reduced.
And maybe they realize it's not as hard as they thought to drive less often. But there's another explanation, too.
Just inertia. People tend to accept the way it is.
Economist Maria Borjesson looked at congestion pricing in Gothenburg, Sweden, where, you guessed it, support went up after the charges were in place. But people didn't actually change their mind about how effective congestion pricing is.
So they actually had could grasp pretty well what the outcome would be even before. But still, the support increased.
People like the status quo and can adapt pretty quickly to a new one, whether the status quo is gridlock or a fee to keep traffic flowing.
We brought you that report from National Public Radio on Sajak Rizzotti Business.